Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The government looks set to possibly give music festivals and other entertainment events the green light following comments by the chief medical officer last night that such gatherings should be permitted for fully vaccinated people. The Irish Daily Mail reports this morning that the new measures permitting events should be in place within the week. In a moment, I'll be speaking to Professor Martin McGee, public health expert, and to Dennis Desmond, MCD concert promoter. But first, Craig Hughes is political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. He joins me here in studio now. Just remind us first, please, Craig, exactly what it is that Tony Holohan said about live events.
Sure. Good morning, Philip. So I asked the chief medical officer last night, you know, would it be possible for an event like Electric Picnic, which, of course, is the biggest music festival in the country, you know, 70,000 people camping over a weekend for fully vaccinated people. And he said, quote, you know, if something took place outdoors for fully vaccinated people, we wouldn't have a concern from a public health point of view. So, of course, for the live events industry, who's been effectively shut down, reduced to, I think, a maximum of 500 people at events, all of a sudden they were asking even more loudly than they had been, why are we still closed?
And do you think that that might have come as a surprise in government circles?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I was talking to senior cabinet sources last night who were asking, you know, why is Dr. Holohan saying this now? But I think the question that could be legitimately asked back to the two cabinet is, why didn't you ask sooner? And I think that's where the frustration lies. You know, if there was such will to get this done, I mean, even as far back as July, Minister Catherine Martin wrote to Minister Health Stephen Donnelly saying that she was in favour of using COVID certs for festivals and things like that. So I think there's a legitimate anger amongst the live entertainment sector as to why this hasn't been progressed sooner.
Or if not, why didn't you ask the CMO earlier? Why didn't you at least allow Catherine Martin a place at that cabinet subcommittee in order to put this point of view?
Exactly, because I mean, obviously the cabinet decides ultimately, but really that the real power table is the sub-cabinet COVID committee, which is attended by members of NPHET, Paul Reid as well, and the most senior cabinet ministers. Now, Catherine Martin will be attending that meeting on Friday, and it's expected that this will be part of the new plan approved by cabinet on Tuesday.
Okay. Do you think, though, that this information from the CMO now vindicates her stance that she should have been at that table a lot earlier?
Yeah, I think it certainly does. You know, things that don't get done unless you have people at the table fighting for it. But I guess the other side of it is, it still doesn't explain the disconnect between sport and the live entertainment industry. I mean, she's also it's also that same department, so people are still wondering how you could have 40,000 people unvaccinated or vaccinated in Croke Park and only 500 at an outdoor gig.
And an advice message from the Minister for Health on Morning Ireland this morning that if you were at that message and you feel uncomfortable, you should go now and get a PCR test.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it was interesting to hear the Minister's comments. I was at the doorstep of him even yesterday when he said that. And he also said that, you know, he'd be in favour of more pilots for the live entertainment event sector. But I think at this stage now, that doesn't really cut it for people, you know. And I think the government are under severe pressure now, given the CMO's comments. They've no legitimate explanation as to why events like this can't go ahead. So failure to act on Tuesday.
Basically, why is it that sporting events don't need pilots, but the live event sector does?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, I guess they would say that the event in Croke Park was still classified as a pilot, albeit with 40,000 people at it.
Okay. What are the chances of all or any of these events that had been scheduled actually getting up and running now, do you think?
Yeah, so I think what's going to happen now is, you'll have the NPHET advice coming probably tomorrow, sub-cabinet meeting on Friday, and then on Tuesday we'll get the plan. But all the indications that I'm getting as well at the moment are that you know, essentially, we can't, now that the CMO said it, we can't go back. This is also going to have knock-on effects for things like horse racing as well. So you're going to see a return to spectators at horse racing events, again, only if they're fully vaccinated. But so it'll be a kind of a whole-wide approach rather than just a piecemeal approach for festivals and things like that.
Okay. Stay with us, if you would, please, Craig Hughes, because you might be able to add a little bit of extra information to the mix about the timeline for the decision that's going to have to be made by government here. Because before we came on air, I spoke to Dennis Desmond, Managing Director of MCD Productions, who was also involved in the organisation of Electric Picnic. And I began by asking him what it was like for him watching 40,000 people attend the All-Ireland Hurling Final at Croke Park on Sunday.
It was, you know, it was great to see 40,000 people there. Disappointing to see Cork lose, but congratulations to Limerick. And, you know, it's kind of disappointing that there wasn't 80,000 there. So we very much think it's time to open up and get back to the new normality.
And when you hear what it is that the Chief Medical Officer has had to say today about an event like Electric Picnic, not specifically Electric Picnic, but outdoor events like that taking place, what's your reaction to how the government is absorbing that and acting on that position?
Well, I think actually, hopefully what's going to happen here is we're calling on the government as of today, this morning, to reverse the decision on Electric Picnic not happening and to allow it to go ahead, very much based on the fact of Tony Hoolan's comments yesterday and Minister Stephen Donnelly's comments this morning. That Electric Picnic, our proposition was that the attendees and those working at the event would be fully vaccinated, which is the system that is in place for indoor shows in the States and has been since the 26th of June. Electric Picnic is outdoor, and we feel it's very safe to proceed with the event and are calling on the government to reverse the decision and to allow it to go ahead.
With the best will in the world, though, you know at events of that scale that there will always be people who will jump a fence or slip in somehow. So you can't be absolutely sure that everybody is going to be vaccinated, can you?
I think that's disrespectful to audiences, to be honest, Philip. You know,
it's a statement of fact, Dennis. Everybody has seen it. It happens. Let's not be naive.
Sorry, you know, I feel much safer at Electric Picnic knowing that everybody's fully vaccinated, even if there are one or two people or even 100 people who slip in unnoticed, rather than being on a flight where you don't know if the person next to you is vaccinated or not.
Do you have any concerns, though? I mean, might it not be prudent to say, let us go ahead with plan these events, but wait until this spike in Delta cases has passed us and schedule things for maybe October into November?
I think October, November would be wonderful to see indoor shows at full capacity, again, fully vaccinated. Limited to people fully vaccinated. I wouldn't be that keen on doing Electric Picnic in October. I think late September is the latest we could go. And I think it's very important. You have to look at the information is there, the stats are there. The UK has been open to events. The US has been open to events since late June. You had full attendance at the Euros. You had full attendance at the British Grand Prix early July, which is 140,000 people for 3 days, double the capacity of what Electric Picnic would be. There's been no exponential spike in cases in the UK. There's been no exponential increase in hospitalizations. There's been no exponential increase in deaths.
There was 174 deaths in the UK yesterday. There was zero here yesterday. Our 7-day average is one or two cases. So it's you know, you're not comparing apples with apples there.
The population in the UK is 12 times that of Ireland.
Yeah, and the rate is 174 times the death rate.
Yes.
Look, the point that I'm making here is that there was instances like the Boardmasters Surfing Festival, which took place in Cornwall earlier on this month, and there are now 5,000 suspected COVID-19 cases linked to that one outdoor event. Is prudence not the better part of valour at this point in time?
There comes a point in time where you have to say 90% of the population are vaccinated. We need to learn to live with COVID. It's not going to go away, right? Going back to your point on Boardmasters, it was a 5-day event. There was 40,000 people at the event per day. So it was 200,000 odd people. The criteria for admission was not double vaccination. It was a lateral flow test or vaccination. And more importantly, which everybody is, the council came out on Monday when those 5,000 cases were reported and said it's as expected and we have no regrets and there were no hospitalizations. And that's the stats. We need to learn to live with COVID.
What concessions might you make to the layout or to the performance tents at Electric Picnic? Because, you know, it's not true to say that it's an outdoor event. It's a series of indoor events linked by an outdoor area, isn't it?
No, there are a number of stages that are there that are obviously tents, right? Smaller tents. And how we do it in the UK is those tents, the sides are open. So in effect, what you have is effectively rain cover, but the sides are open. And again, we've been doing these events in the UK since mid-July. We had Latitude, Wilderness Festival. We have Reading Leeds this weekend. We're going over there today. 90,000 people per event for 4 days. And again, the criteria for entry is vaccination or a lateral flow test. I would emphasize we are saying for Electric Picnic, fully vaccinated only. We are giving it the ultimate precaution.
And why, given all of the precautions that you are proposing, do you think that government has been deaf to what it is that you're saying?
I think they have no understanding of our industry and of the contribution that our industry makes, which is disappointing. And hopefully they're beginning to see the light, and hopefully they will react to the campaign that Ethic and organisations have been running for the last 500 days now. It's time to look at our business, look at the 35,000 people who have not worked in over 500 mm-hmm. days. Let them get back to work. Engage with us, right? Engage with us, and let's find a way forward here.
And pragmatically, or logistically rather, if the government was to, right here and right now, say, yeah, okay, an event like Electric Picnic can go ahead, could it actually go ahead, or is it too late for it?
We've written to government today. We've said we need to get a decision today, latest tomorrow. We can still make it happen, but yeah, if it runs till next Monday, yeah, we've run out of time.
Dennis Desmond, Managing Director of MCD, thank you for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure. Take care. Thank you.
Craig Hughes, political correspondent of the Daily Mail, is still with me. You heard Dennis Desmond's timeline there. Is that one that government is likely to be able to meet?
Well, so the issue, first of all, lies with Leash County Council, who refused permission. They were citing the latest advice from the HSE. So really, it's up to them to change their mind. I know that the festival organisers were trying to contact them last night. They weren't able to. Similarly, other journalists were last night. So we'll be waiting to hear from them today to see if they're willing to make a shift in their position based on the CMO's comments in advance of a formal government publication on Tuesday.
But with 24 hours to save the picnic, so to speak, it does look a little bit unlikely that they're going to be able to meet that deadline anyway. OK, Craig Hughes, thank you very much. I'm also joined on the line by Martin McKee, Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Martin, can we just take a look at some of the things that Dennis Desmond said there about the safety of pilot events that had been run in the UK? What kind of incidences of cases did you see in the wake of events like Latitude, Wilderness and others that he mentioned?
So first of all, we need to remember that we're getting relatively low take-up of the testing after these festivals. So any of the figures that we have are almost certainly a significant underestimate. And of course, we're not taking account of the onward transmission, because people who do get infected are likely to spread it on to other people. But with that, the official figures from the pilot evaluations are about 1,000 cases associated with Latitude. I think you already mentioned about 5,000 cases associated with Boardmasters and the earlier work on the Euros, which is more complicated because, of course, it wasn't just people attending the matches. A lot of the cases were people who were watching indoors in bars and restaurants, about 9,000 cases. So it's pretty clear that if you bring a lot of people together, some of them have got COVID, then it is going to spread. And it would be surprising if the virus decided it was going to take a holiday because it was enjoying the music.
And Martin, have you had any events in the UK that have only been attended by vaccinated people?
Most of the events have been a combination of people who are vaccinated or who have a lateral flow test. And so we still have, although the UK is doing relatively well in vaccination, of course, particularly for younger people, we still have a long way to go. So it's primarily been one or the other.
I know, but the reason I asked that question, obviously, is Dennis Desmond was suggesting that Electric Picnic should be run on the basis of vaccination only, not vaccination and or lateral flow test. So
yeah.
we don't really know, do we? There is no real world test or set of figures that we can point towards to establish the safety or otherwise of electric picnic under those circumstances.
Yeah, but we do know that people who are doubly vaccinated, fully vaccinated, can get COVID and then can transmit it onwards. And the viral load is often as high as it is in people who haven't been vaccinated. So for everything else we know, particularly about the Delta variant, there's no reason to believe why that would be necessarily a good idea. In fact, there's a strong argument for saying that having a lateral flow test as well would be a good idea.
Indeed, we do know that the double vaccinated can get it, having just listened to that devastating story from Josh Willis earlier on. Martin McKee, Professor of European Public Health in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, thank you very much. And also to Craig Hughes and Dennis Desmond.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.